It's 8:01. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. In Delta, kids will now only be able to stay out so late. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The city of Delta has put a juvenile curfew into effect. The town council passed the ordinance at the request of Delta Chief of Police Robert Thomas.
In 2014, Delta police officers were encountering issues within the community in which they were placing in protective custody young men, young women, the age of 12, 13, 14, 15, after midnight, just roaming the streets of Delta. And so the officers just didn't feel they had the teeth, so to speak, to enforce anything. They didn't have any law other than loitering in the city of Delta in which they could hold parents accountable. Now, the children weren't loitering. You know, they weren't hanging out at specific locations. They were roaming the streets. And I'm of the opinion, nothing good happens after 12 o'clock midnight. The bars are closing. So the question to me and the officers, why are these children out roaming the streets?
With this new ordinance, there are some exceptions. If the juvenile is going to or from work or leaving a movie or a school event, they'll be exempt. It pretty much only affects unaccompanied minors without permission to be out after midnight.
We want to cut down on, reduce the number of graffiti, vehicle break-ins, home burglaries, business burglaries, etc., etc. I know adults do it, but I know juveniles do it also. And what purpose is there for a 12-year-old child to be out after midnight? There is no purpose for them to be out. I'd have to say 98% of the time, you're going to have a parent that's going to be concerned that his or her child is out after midnight. And I suspect there may be some upset parents. But once again, we're taking this action to protect the children in our community. That's the goal.
The ordinance will go into effect in April. Thomas says that leading up to that, they will be working on educating the public. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A bill to reduce the amount of time people can sue over construction defects in single-family homes faced its first test at the Capitol. The Republican measure cleared the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee on a party-line vote. Benta Berkland has more from the state Capitol.
Senate Bill 91 would limit construction defect lawsuits to within 6 years after a home is built, compared to the current threshold of 8 years. Bill Meyer is a construction attorney and testified in support of the measure.
Nobody is suggesting that people that build bad projects shouldn't be held accountable. It's just a question of how far out do you look.
Meanwhile, Democratic opponents on the committee say the proposed threshold is too short. A bipartisan reform of construction defects laws gets its first hearing on Wednesday. Among other things, it would require more votes from condo associations to move ahead with lawsuits. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For the past 3 years, Delta County Memorial Hospital has been participating in a pilot program that's allowed it to collect more money than normal from Medicaid and Medicare. That program will end in 2017, but the hospital doesn't want that to happen. That's why it's lobbying federal lawmakers to support two bills that would extend it. Additionally, the hospital wants to see if it can change its classification, in effect making this bonus permanent. To do that, though, they need federal support. KVNF's Laura Palmisano speaks to Delta County Memorial Hospital CEO Jason Kleckler about that effort.
So what status does the hospital have now, and how would you change its designation to a critical access hospital?
Delta County Memorial Hospital is currently an independent acute care hospital. And what we are looking at is the potential of becoming a critical access hospital. This is a designation through CMS or through Medicare and Medicaid. And the way in which we would need to do that is apply and go through that process. Right now, one of the big concerns is that we qualify within most of the measures. However, due to our proximity from Delta Hospital to Montrose Hospital, we're not a far enough distance away to qualify. My big concern is that Delta Hospital doesn't just serve the community of Delta. We are here for the entire county, and there are people in the communities of Hotchkiss, Paonia, even into Gunnison County that certainly live a significant distance away from Montrose Hospital or from another neighboring hospital. Critical access status would protect the financial viability of the hospital.
Where are you at right now with trying to get this designation?
Right now, our main focus is to get support, learn more about it as well. I have presented this idea to the hospital board. We're working with within our own system to gain support and to truly look at how this would benefit us. And is this something that we need to do for the long-term viability of the hospital? I have begun conversations with Congressman Tipton in regards to this. I've also had some conversations with Senator Bennett's office as well.
How long do you think it would take to make this change?
This is something that I'll be working quite hard on in 2015, but quite honestly, this is probably something that I see, if it does move forward, happening in the middle to last quarter of 2016.
That was KBNF's Laura Palmisano speaking to Delta County Memorial Hospital CEO Jason Kleckler. And finally, the weather's been awfully warm lately. Record-setting and tying temperatures were recorded on the western slope on Monday. Jim Daniels is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
Much of the winter has been kind of dominated by a high-pressure area over the western U.S. on average, and it has kind of diverted a lot of the systems either up to our north and northeast or down around the south, and has prevented really that typical cold winter air to come into our area. Hence, for much of the winter, it hasn't been all that bad and tending to be on the dry side, at least in southwest Colorado. But that last week of February there into the early part of March, that were when we had those two extended storms, were very beneficial for the snowpack across the central and southwestern mountains.
Daniel says that it may feel like summer is right around the corner, but the danger of winter isn't gone. It's still hard to tell if we're going to get some hard frosts.
Right now, it looks like at least through the middle of next week, probably staying on the mild side as far as temperatures go. The 30-day outlook for March is calling for maybe a little bit warmer than normal temperatures on average, or at least the probability of that being so. But I wouldn't rule out still some cold snaps coming in here late this month or early April, even though on average it looks like temperatures are favoring warmer than normal trends.
He also says it's too early still to know how the summer will turn out. The El Nino system is still too much of a variable right now. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.